Welcome to episode 19. It is Monday, January 22nd. I hope you guys are having a great Monday. Today, we talk about protein and we give 5 tips on how to get your protein, get an adequate amount of protein, and why it's important to have that amount of protein in your diet. Don't miss today's episode. We have a lot of good information and good tips that are not only based in science, but also with our experience and what we have personally struggled with as far as getting in our protein. So I hope you enjoy. Let's get right to it. Let's go. Welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. I am here in The Gym Closet, as always, with at Shane Sagabarth. What's up, buddy?
Not much, except last week. Wasn't here last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you were here in spirit.
Well, that's true.
You were here in spirit and on the mannequin. And we have some pictures up, so you go ahead and vote on who wore it better. And the mannequin's probably going to win that one. But here's that. Also with at Jordan.Hildreth. What's going on?
What's happening, folks?
So I am here at TR Cravestrong, Crave with a K, and I am slugging it out. I am taking one for the team today. You know those players that like tear an ACL or break a bone and continue to play through the game?
Yes.
I feel like I'm being a podcast warrior, and I am podcasting.
You're sitting in that chair awfully. Your posture?
It's on point, right? Yeah. Because if I don't, I may break my back again. So update on that. Still feeling it on a lot of drugs, but I am pushing through for this podcast because I am dedicated to getting this information out. And yes,
what a guy.
It still hurts.
You're a good man.
I actually ended up in the emergency room, which was an interesting story. They basically tranquilized me, saying that my none of the painkillers would work. And
you're too big.
Something like that. That might be the case, but there's a lot of people bigger than me, and if they just
probably
go to
have
ER,
more tranquilizers.
Right. They just bring in the elephant tranks and knock them the hell out. But today, if you have listened to us before, thank you very much. If not, please subscribe, rate, and review. Check us out on IG. Leave any comments if you want to hear any of our content. We are a fitness podcast. We do a little bit of business, a little bit of entertainment, and we try just to let everybody have a good time and take a break from the real world and get some good content in your ears. So today we are talking about protein and four ways to increase your protein intake. With most diets, it's very beneficial to have a higher protein. It boosts metabolism, it increases protein synthesis, increases muscle recovery, and increased protein is going to help you out in most of people's fitness goals. So that's why we are giving tips on how to improve and elevate your protein levels. With that, there are some diets, a little caveat here, there are some diets where you don't want high protein. If you are on a keto diet, higher protein can actually transfer into glycogen and take you out of ketosis, but that's a conversation for another day. Today, talking about proteins, starting with number one. If you are currently eating protein, you're eating either meat sources or whatever the case may be, the first tip of the day is just increase the number of ounces, increase your portion size of this. A lot of people are stuck on portions of 4 ounces or whatever the case may be. If I'm eating chicken, I'm eating a single chicken breast. Or if I'm eating, you know, a hamburger, I'm eating 4 ounces, turkey burger, whatever the case may be. Get your protein source and just per meal, every time you do eat, eat more of it. Eat 6 ounces. I personally usually do about 8 ounces of any protein source that's coming from meat. And if I need more throughout the day, I'll jump up to 10. What do you guys see as far as, you know, what when you're eating some meat? Do you measure all the time, or what do you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm measuring every single time I do it. I'm with you where I'm doing a little bit bigger anyway because I'm so high protein. 8 to 10 to 12-ish ounces.
depending on how many meals you eating that day.
Pretty much, yeah. Sure. I'm not a huge fan of eating protein in the breakfast or for breakfast, so I'll probably eat more protein at lunch and at dinner, and it's roughly 12 to however many ounces I need, you know.
See, yeah. And as you know, I am a huge fan of protein at breakfast with my 12, yeah. with my 12 eggs, and so you know when I'm done eating, I'll eat a dozen eggs, not all whole eggs, but I'll have, you know, 9 egg whites and 3 whole eggs, getting something like 70, 80 grams of protein right off the bat, right when
Bam.
I wake up. So that really helps me personally.
Protein to the dome.
But again, that is
that's
elevated.
That's like 40% of my daily.
I know.
And that's the thing, is that that's elevated protein. You know, that's a way to get more protein, eat more eggs. And that's what I've kind of ended up doing. I stopped myself at a dozen because my parents have chickens and they can only lay so many eggs. So
These are Tyler's chickens. Yeah. Eight chickens are Tyler's chickens.
Yes, they lay a dozen a day for me. But Shane, what about you?
I'm more in the 6 to 8, mainly because my protein probably isn't as high as your guys's is. So I usually get by with about 6 to 8 ounces. Generally, again, more than that 4 ounces. But there for a while, when I first started tracking macros, protein was almost the hardest to hit.
Oh, it's impossible. That's time. What everybody has the hardest time with.
I don't know if I can eat them, you know. That was a huge thing for me. So
it does take that habit. I mean, it has to be, you cognitively have to be thinking about, am I going to hit my protein and am I going to be able to, you know, get what I need out of this? Because if you don't, protein's almost the most difficult food macro to prepare and eat. You're not going to, if you accidentally eat all day long, your protein levels are going to be very low. There's not mm-hmm. much.
Yeah, dude,
you know,
that's probably the hardest part about protein is having to cook it. Mm-hmm. If I could just have like protein that I grabbed, like I'd eat my protein no problem every single day. If protein could be pizza, I'd eat protein all the time.
Right? I'd overeat protein.
I know it.
I'd eat pizza every goddamn meal if I could.
And that's the thing, like that's the toughest part to prep. Like when I'm prepping my meals, mostly on off season, I only prep really meat. And then everything else I can easily kind of free eat and hit my macros. When I'm prepping, it's kind of a different story. I prep really everything, but even when I'm not prepping, in order to get the amount of protein I need, I have to prepare and I have to eat or even make, you know, and this goes into another one. We're going to change this. We got five.
Here right. and now, people.
Five.
Just changed.
Doing it on the fly.
Right? So I just grabbed number five in. But, so number one, increase portions of meat during each meal. Number two, find high protein snacks. My personal choices are beef jerky. I'm not personally worried about sodium as much because of the amount that I work out and the amount that I sweat. If you aren't sweating as much, that may be an issue for you. Greek yogurt is another one that is huge for me. That does have a lot of, it's basically I do like the fat-free, how do you say that?
Oikos?
Oikos?
Oh, yeah. That's how I say it. The triple zero?
The triple zero
is the bomb.
So you're getting about 14 grams of carbs, 15 grams of protein. So that's a great snack if you have the carbs to give, because it's a huge protein snack. And then if you only have the fat to give with protein, then I do a lot of like string cheese. They actually have like reduced fat string cheese. So those are my three really go-to protein snacks. What do you guys, have any go-tos that you eat on a daily basis that's high protein?
Mine are essentially the Oikos. That's what I eat for breakfast pretty much every day. Not on my drive to work. I don't eat it while driving.
That's distracted that's driving, folks. We don't.
I'm kidding.
We're an anti-distracted driving podcast. Right. So.
That's why I got Apple CarPlay in my car. It's the bomb. I text like through Siri.
Oh, okay. So you can like
So it's like in my dash. It's like my phone. It looks like my phone.
But you're still staring at your dash.
What?
Yeah, I guess. But
because I'm talking. I can say, "Hey Siri," and it pops up.
Oh,
message Tyler and Jordan.
And so then, if somebody got in your car and was like, hey Siri, she'd keep talking?
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. So back to my protein sources of snacks. String cheese and Oikos are my two go-tos.
Do you do the low-fat ones?
The or triple zero.
The string cheese.
The reduced fat, yeah.
Yeah, reduced fat. Nice. Yep. Nice.
Which I shouldn't, because for me, fat is the hardest thing to hit.
Oh, sure.
Like, I'll just shovel in, like, cashews at the end of the night.
Also a good source of protein. Right. Yeah. Right. If you've got fat to give.
Jordan, what about you?
I'm with you, man. The Greek yogurt. So, I eat this every day, is I'll put Greek yogurt, and then I'll put a scoop of protein in that, and then I'll mix that up, and it's delicious. Vanilla Greek yogurt.
I call it mud.
Snicker. Yeah, pretty much. Yep. And then I throw frozen fruits and some dark chocolate, and because I need so many carbs, oatmeal. And it's a whole meal, dude, about like 600 calories of deliciousness. Yeah. It's got micros, it's got fiber, it's got protein, it's got everything you could possibly want all in one.
I'm going to have to try that.
It's a hangover cure, dude.
I do that a lot in my prep, and I just call it mud. That actually gets us into number three. So number one, higher portions. Number two, protein snacks. Number three, shakes and supplements. You know, a lot of people haven't explored the supplement route. And the good thing about that is if you can tolerate, you're going to be able to, there's so many out there, you're going to find one that you can tolerate. If you have upset stomach or you're kind of lactose intolerant, there are still protein powders out there that you can use. And it's as easy as a scoop of protein. Like Jordan said, like throw it in mud, make a Greek yogurt pudding type deal, or shake it up, you know, with a shaker, with water, with milk, whatever the case may be. And that's going to be anywhere from 22 to 35. I take tip number one, and I also apply. Thank you. That's a Tylerism. There you go. My brain. It's late here. And then I also apply it to number three. So I actually do like every shake that I make, it's like 2.5 scoops. And so I end up getting like 80 grams of protein from a single shake. And that's tip number three, is increase that protein. What kind of protein do you guys take? I know here we've talked about Core Nutritionals. They have an excellent Core Pro brand. They also have their America Labs brand that I just tried, their Yankee Effin' Doodle.
How was it?
It's really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, phenomenally good, but it's almost too sweet. It's almost too sweet to do, like, every single time.
Yeah, right.
And my other problem with that is it's more of a treat. So if I'm doing it on myself, if I'm like drinking that alone, I love it. But if I'm in like a hurry, I usually just like slam my shakes, and I'll throw a bunch of my supplement, my pills and my vitamins and stuff in my mouth and do it that way. That the Yankee Effin' Doodle actually has little chunks of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch in them. And so like, you can't really chug that, or else you're going to like choke. And so that's the only problem with that as far as doing it for every single shake, every single time. But I love it. And those are kind of my two go-tos. I go back and forth between those. What other, have you guys done any proteins that you found that would be some hot tips for anybody looking to go get some supplements?
Well, two of them. One is MyProtein. US, MyProtein US. If you go look that up online and you buy it from there, cheap as hell. Well, they've just got super good deals all the time. I bought a 5-pound bag of protein for $34, which is like super cheap.
That's solid,
it's outrageously inexpensive. But if you're looking for tasty protein, I love
is
Ghost.
Is that not?
It's the good. Best, no, it is. It's, is but it? No, by no means is it the best tasting.
Yeah.
And it's pretty. It's kind of low protein. Like each scoop is only about 19 grams of protein, I think. Really? So it's okay. Not yet.
Per how many grams are in the scoop?
25. Yeah.
And that's one thing to look out for.
The scoops are never the grams. It's never the same. Yep. It's not even close.
Most scoops are anywhere from 25 to 30. The farther the number of grams of protein is away from the actual grams of powder in a scoop, the worse the protein is, the more fillers there are. So if I have a 50 gram scoop and I only get 19 grams of protein from it. That means there is 31 grams of something else in there.
Yeah.
You know, so if ideally, if you could get, now it's never going to be exact because there's flavoring and some different things that you want in there. But if ideally it would be, if my scoop is 20 grams, I'm getting 20 grams of protein. Then you're getting 100% of, but that's not going to, I mean, that's not,
I just
gonna
don't think
like
any of the scoops are that actual size. Like, because my protein,
you mean, so
I'm just complaining about the actual scoop size is way off.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, because that protein, I will say, I actually got into it because I looked up on a website. It's called Labdoor.
Did you weigh it then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. It's called Labdoor.com, and it like rates proteins based on when they put them through lab tests and tested how many, how often
like
it was.
Like a third party lab testing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was like 91% of the time it hit the number of protein per grams. So it was like a really highly rated protein.
Cool.
Is how I landed there. But anyway. And then the other one for flavor, for sure, best tasting protein I've ever had. And I haven't had Amerilab, so I'll say that. But Ghost Protein. Ghost Lifestyle. That stuff is delicious. Their snickerdoodle. Oh,
I haven't had Ghost.
It's good, dude. It's so expensive.
Obviously,
though.
We have brands that we have at Crave Gym. So those are kind of my go tos because I get them, you know, cheap. Or a lot of times they'll send me samples and stuff. Yeah. So that's kind of why I go to that. But yeah, definitely try those out. What about you, Shane? Anything?
I've tried the Core Nutritionals. I really enjoyed that one a while ago. I bought a 10-pound bag of Muscle Farm.
Oh, yeah.
So
10-pound?
I've still been working my way through that, baby.
Yeah. What flavor?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, yeah.
So that, like, I can put it in water, and it tastes fine.
That's my test. That's my ultimate test. So, like, I'd rather put it in milk, but if it still tastes good in water, that's the test.
Right. I only like, put big, it in the biggest water. Thing is it.
You only put it in water?
I don't ever put it in anything.
If I need like the calories or protein or whatever from milk, then I'll put it in milk.
Right.
Or if I'm just craving like a milkshake. Yeah. Like if you put milk in the chocolate milk, it's like.
Try doing that with. Try throwing Greek yogurt and basically make your mud.
And then
put it in the freezer or the fridge for a little bit, and it'll like
make
a consistency of like
thing?
Ice cream.
Nice.
It's redonkulous. or you can then put all of your protein shake stuff in a blender, throw ice in it, and it just makes it a smoothie too.
Yep.
So that's a good another good tip for the shake goers out there. And so that's number three. We got number one again is portion. Number two, high protein snacks. Number three, shakes. Number four, trying to eat protein with every meal. Jordan just admitted that he doesn't do this.
Yeah, even though this is my idea.
Yeah, because his breakfast is protein free. But, you know, the fact that you can spread out, it's a lot easier to hit your number when you're eating six, when you divide that by six and you have to eat 20 grams of protein per meal versus dividing it by three meals. And three meals you don't have any protein, because that high protein amount, that's also very satiating. I mean, that's gonna fill you up. So eating super super high protein at one sitting is more difficult. So basically spread it out. Yeah, I mean, especially if you're in the high proteins where you're at the, you know, 200 plus, you know, 250 300 type of protein. Each day that you're trying to eat.
How many meals are you guys eating a day?
I'm bad at this.
Yep, me too.
I'm really bad at it. I should eat. So I eat my huge breakfast where I'm usually doing my dozen eggs. And then I also do a protein bagel, which I would like put in the protein snacks. I eat a huge breakfast and then like I'll go till like, and that's at usually like 7 o'clock. 6-7 o'clock, then I'll go till like noon. At noon, then I'll have like a snack. I'll remember to eat, and I'll eat a snack quick. So then that's when I have usually like a yogurt and string cheeses. And then what, the string cheeses, is that the
I think
plural?
Just
cheese
string.
That's not right.
I have string cheese. I think
plural, like the same
is, I think,
as
yeah.
moose, right?
More,
yeah.
more than one string cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I have a couple string cheese. And then, like, at 1 o'clock, 2
do you,
o'clock.
Do you peel it off, or do you just bite it?
I bite the top and peel it. But, like, if I really want to enjoy it, I'll peel it real small. If I'm in a hurry,
just
it's like clobber, it's like two halves. Yep. I'll peel it in half and eat one and then the other. And then I eat a decent sized lunch, and then I eat, and that's at like 2, and then I don't get home from the gym until usually like 8, 7:30, 8-ish, and that's when I eat the rest of my macros. So I'm really getting like 3 meals and a snack, which is I should do better. I probably could do better. I just make myself too busy.
So that's, I mean, some of these tips are being based off of like bad habits that I have. Like I said to eat protein in different amounts because I don't.
Right.
And it's horrible.
And it makes it more difficult for you.
You guys just heard me. To eat my chicken, I literally just put it in my mouth, chew a little bit, drink water, and swallow. Like, it's just to get it in me.
Right.
But so I do the same thing.
That's
dude.
What
I eat
she
a
said.
Yeah, okay. I eat a super small breakfast, like maybe like 500 calories total. And then at lunch, I eat 2,000 calories. And then I'm like half asleep at work because I just shoveled an insane amount of food in my face. Yeah. And then I finish it off at night. But lunch is where I basically like make myself hungry in the morning. And then all I can think about is eating lunch. Yep. And then I eat a whole bunch.
Lunch is by far my biggest meal as well.
Yeah.
My lunch and dinner are very similar. My breakfast is probably the biggest meal. So, but yeah, so that's number 4, eat protein every meal. So we got number 1, portion, number 2, high protein snack, number 3, shakes, number 4, eat every meal. That was the last one until during this podcast.
We don't even know what this is.
Breaking news. I thought about when you're eating out, pick something with higher protein. Mind blown. So, you know, when you are eating out, if you are obviously like a steak, anything like that, if you have plenty of fat left, you know, you're on a day where you're not tracking, something like that, pick a high protein. If you go in and you do, you know,
spaghetti
you do, you know, onion rings and all that kind of stuff, you could, most meals when you go out, you're not looking at much protein at all. Mm-mm. So, but if you get spaghetti and like giant ass meatballs, you know what I mean? Like,
just ask for like, those specifically,
right? Yeah. Yes,
giant ass.
Yes. Excuse me, can I have the spaghetti? And you may not make these, but please give me the giant ass meatballs.
Take that frozen burger,
right?
Defrost it, crumble it up, then throw it on.
They might not say, "Oh, sorry, sir, we don't have meatballs." Well, you serve a hamburger, right? Can I get the hamburger, and then can I get that just torn up on the top of my? But seriously, you know what I do a lot of times is no free ads, but the Draft House next to us just opened, and I
parking
love their
sucks now.
And yeah, parking.
Well, that's a different thing.
That's a different story. But actually,
all fired up.
They did finally.
I get fired up every day. I
told people so you know where the flagpole is, that median.
Yeah.
You can park like 5 cars.
Yeah, a lot of people started doing
deep.
That.
They finally started doing that. So that gives them 5 more spots and hopefully allows us 5 more spots. And I may, for those out there listening, I'm thinking about bumping sessions back because the biggest problem is 4:30, we have, you know, 20 to 30 people in here. 5:30, 20 to 30 people are trying to come in. And they're here at the same time, and they're overlapped. So what I might start doing is bumping the 5:30 back to like a 5:40, giving a little bit of time for the first session to get out, and then replace their parking spots with that. Mm-hmm. But that's another tangent that we'll get on another time. But eating out, you know, it's not hard to make good decisions. You know what I mean?
Don't eat like an asshole.
Yeah.
We've covered this in
the nutrition.
Don't eat like an asshole.
And you can have a good time and enjoy the environment and still, you know, get your protein in and get what you need to do. You know, I know for a fact that a lot of times I will, you know, and this move sucks, right? This is kind of a gut check, right? But if I'm conscious of what I'm doing and I either have the option of like fries or like a potato or like cottage cheese, if I'm cognizant of what I'm doing and I'm worried about it at that point, I'm going to get cottage cheese.
That's the biggest thing for me. Like since I've started here, I don't think I've ordered fries one time. It's been cottage cheese every time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Man.
And that's, I mean, and that's the hard, that's hard. Yeah,
you guys are tougher than I am.
But you probably don't go, out to eat cognitively. Almost you probably ever. Go, you probably go out to eat thinking that the reason I'm going out to eat is to eat like an asshole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And so like,
that's mine's true. Like, that's I don't have any fact. Food at home. I got to go eat somewhere.
Make healthy options. And, right. Yeah. No, and that's good. But keep in mind that that's going to be like whole milk, full fat cottage cheese. That,
right.
But, right. Yeah. But yeah.
It, but it's it, still better than stuffing two potatoes in your mouth.
Definitely. Definitely. Which doesn't taste as good. But and I go sweet potatoes. I go sweet potatoes.
I'm not
potato
a big sweet potato fan.
Really? I think mm-hmm. we've already covered that.
I think so.
But I digress. So those are five different ways to increase protein. Protein is important with your macros. It is basically the building block of your muscles. It's going to boost metabolism. It's going to help you grow muscle. You need protein in your diet. Like we said, there's some diets where protein may not need to be as high. But in my, with all of my clients, all of my athletes, protein's going to be very, very high unless we're in a situation where we have to go keto. So that was that conversation. Next, let's get into some segments. What do we want to start off with today? Today, we're going to do things a little bit differently. So we've been kind of hit or miss with segments as far as all of us being able to. You may know we're super fucking unorganized. So
just a little bit.
Yeah, so we wing it most of the time. So we at no time did all of us have the same segment prepared. So ever. What we're going to do is we are going to make sure everybody has a segment ready, and then we're just going to react to that segment for that person. And if a couple people accidentally hit the same one, then we're great. So we're backtracking on a lot of things that we've done. First, this is going to come out at the beginning of every week. We're not claiming Mondays anymore.
I noticed that when I was gone. I was like, yeah, I didn't. Tuesday.
Yeah.
I
mean,
so Tuesday memories.
Tuesday came up. We have.
This week's memories, yes. Not Monday memories.
Yes. We have early in the week access to.
It will be out every closet. Week.
But yes, it will be out at the beginning of every week. And what the beginning means is up to you. And it may be a different definition than what I have. But. So today I'm going to start it off with a word of the day. So, word of the day today comes from, it's actually an old Scottish term, and I was watching TV, and this came up, and I had no idea, so I ended up looking it up. It is, I need a drum roll for these. I need like an actual like drum roll sound that I'll put in there. But it is Gardiloo. I think that's how you say it. Gardiloo. Gardiloo.
No idea.
Okay, so this is a Scottish term.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. So I'm trying to think of a sentence. I'll just give you the definition. Noun? So the definition is kind of it's a warning shot, basically. So this is what people living there shouted out their window as a warning before they were dumping their slop buckets out of their window. So like when people would like throw their shit buckets out the window, they'd yell Gardiloo, and so you knew not to like walk under the window as you got shit plummeted on your face.
So this kind of goes, are you done?
Yes, that was it.
So
that
this kind of goes along with one of my food for thoughts. When I was in Guatemala.
Oh boy.
I get there, and one of the first things that the person that we stayed with said to us was, there's one weird thing about Guatemala. You can't flush your toilet paper.
I've heard that at several places.
And I'm like, oh. Yep, like, if you know me, I kind of have stomach problems. And I'm like,
I'm not going to fit in here.
No. What the fuck am I going to do? So I just hold it as long as possible.
I feel like that's not the
way I would have handled
that. I feel
that.
Like that's the opposite of what you want right. to do.
So then it turns out we went in on up on
well,
this.
But you just tossed it in the trash can, right?
Yeah, but
so
it's
who cares?
Like, I don't know.
That
what's
seems
coming
like
out of there.
Somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Right. So
that seems like the worst job.
I think it's
ever.
The
Gardiloo.
The second day we're there, I'm like, can't do it anymore. So we go on the top of this mountain, we eat breakfast, and then I'm like, I gotta go. I'm not doing it at this person's house, thank God. You know, I'll do it in, like, a public restroom.
Yeah.
No big deal. You could actually flush your toilet paper there.
In a public restroom.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is perfect. Let's come back here tomorrow.
he's running across the block to a yeah. public restroom like every 20 minutes.
Right. So that was one of my many experiences in
Guatemala. Was that your food for thought?
That was one of them.
I don't know if I
don't
about
bring
that as food
toilet
for thought.
Paper to Guatemala. Yeah. Boom. Food for thought.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of places down south though that they have like a waste basket next to you where you just put your toilet. Their plumbing doesn't work as well or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It was disgusting.
Sounds terrible.
It was disgusting. Because then you're terrible. Like 5 feet away brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That would be a waste basket I would empty frequently. Yeah. Or I would have
bad at that, but I bet you I got real good at it real fast.
Right. Yeah.
So they have definitely. I was like, when we walked in, they had two bathrooms, one downstairs, one upstairs. And I'm like, this is the designated poop room. This is the poop bathroom. Everybody else brush their teeth and shower.
Everybody else do all your other shit upstairs at the other one. That's awesome. Getting into our next segment, we are going to go to... Do we got a man card Monday, Jordan?
Sort of man card, sort of outraged a little bit about this video. I woke up this morning and watched a Facebook video of a couple that had, like... You know how you and Amber have all those adorable pictures of you, like you guys with Pierce?
Oh, sure.
They did that, but with a cat.
Ooh.
Like, the whole nine, dude. It was embarrassing
to
watch.
What's
wrong
with that? Stop it. I'll do it. Would it be better if it was a dog?
Yes. It's not a good thing if it's a dog. I'm not going to say it's a good thing. Better than a cat.
I think it's all about how many pictures.
Oh, a lot, dude. I couldn't keep watching, though. I had to turn it. When you wake up in the morning,
there's a line that gets
you can
crossed.
Only get so mad before you're like, my fucking day's ruined. So I had to turn it so that my fucking day wasn't ruined. But
that
yeah, I
awesome.
I saved it. I have the video. Oh, it's just
as
terrible.
Far as a man card, though, if you are a male... And you have only those pictures of you and your cat, man cards
revoked.
Way gone.
Yes.
Right.
But.
If your wife's making you do it, are you going to let him keep his man card?
Yeah.
Full disclosure, I do not have a girlfriend, so I'm.
And that may be why.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Technically, the wife is the boss. I don't know.
Man.
He possibly loses his man card for choosing that one.
Okay.
But.
Choosing his wife?
Choosing that wife.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Some guys
don't have, like, a lot of.
And if you're willing to go there, I don't know that he had a lot of choices. I just. It's hard.
Well,
it's
maybe,
hard for
well,
me to wrap
maybe,
my head around.
Maybe congrats for him then. Maybe
yeah.
if that's the only
you're
thing
right.
he has to deal with and he's getting laid for that, then.
If that's the weirdest thing of that couple, that. I'm game with that.
That's pretty weird, though.
But
finding the positive.
Have you seen the terrible what's the pictures you take prior to the pregnancy pictures?
Oh yes, they're so funny.
Yeah.
Prenatal pictures.
Yeah.
Or
have
when
you
they're
seen
like,
some of those?
Like
you
when
should
a baby's
know
fresh
if the
out.
Us three, you should know that question or
you
answer.
Know I don't know shit when it comes to that stuff. That is. Completely Amber's territory.
But have you seen, there's
and
those,
let,
and then there's the ones that are like right after the baby is born. Where like they're trying to be adorable. They'll like lay the baby like naked with
there's
the father
poop
on
everywhere.
His back. The baby shits on his back.
No, I was talking about the wife's shit.
Wait, what'd you say?
I was talking about the girl's shit. The wife's shit.
I'm talking about like the ones where like they're just super creepy. Like
yeah.
both of them are naked when the wife's pregnant and they're like. They're like trying to be all sexy, or like I saw like unicorn ones.
Have you seen
like,
the Russell Wilson one?
Russell. Oh, I don't want to see his though.
Russell
I can't
Wilson.
Stand that guy. He's a fucking weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
Right. Isn't he like super censored? Like doesn't cuss.
Yep,
doesn't do
any
anything.
Of that. Yep.
Like,
doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Doesn't cuss. Doesn't do
he's
any of that.
He's a douche.
Yeah, I agree.
What a douche. He does things right. What a
yeah.
Douche.
That's my man card outrage Monday.
I like it. I like it. I still, if he's pulling, I still give him. He still right, has his man right. card. Still
just
has his
with
man
a cat.
Card. That's for sure.
Then I keep my outrage.
Shane, do you want to do a Monday memory or the new segment that we have?
It's up to you, bud.
Let's do. Okay, so we're gonna do a new segment with Shane. So this has been a reoccurring segment without even noticing, but it is Playa Tweets.
Old Player Tweets.
So what we're gonna call it is Old Playa. Playa Tweets.
untouchable, untouchable. Running in a 600, running in a 600.
All right. Now getting into old player. Player tweets. What
old
do we player, got?
Player tweets. This one comes from Kevin Durant in 2010.
Uh-oh, that's my boy.
KD's a douche.
2010, that's when they were in the championship.
Getting right. a massage.
Was he the... Hold on, sorry to interrupt, but was he the one with the ghost profile?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a douche.
Uber douche. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Still my boy.
Getting a massage.
KD, I ride with you. I don't care. I love you, dude.
Ride or die.
Longhorns.
Old player. Player tweets. Coming from Kevin Durant, 2010. Getting massage, dot, dot, dot. I'm face down and I got a fart, dot, dot, dot. What should I do?
I love that.
So this brings up a couple questions, okay? One, what would you do in that situation? One, the obvious answer is hold the fucker in, right?
Sometimes that's not an option.
But if they're like pushing, not, and should, sorry.
I don't know. I think I let it roll.
Yeah, well, it just seems like one of those situations you really don't want
to
find.
I'm sure they're
in.
Pretty used to it. You know, people are relaxing.
Right.
Their bowels relax. Or
just send them somewhere to get, like, another water or something and just blow it out. You know what I mean?
The right thing to do would just be honest. Just, like, stop for 1 second.
Right.
I'm going to fart.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I don't feel like that's the right answer.
It is. But, like, if I'm the masseuse and somebody, though initially awkward, I'm like, man, I'm super glad that guy told me that. I don't have to deal with that
I'm
nonsense.
Super glad I wasn't massaging his hamstrings and he just
yeah exactly
right,
dude
yeah.
Right,
really, that's the polite thing to do, though seemingly awkward. The polite thing to do,
right?
I don't know what I do. I've never been in that situation.
So how many massages have you gotten?
Probably I don't
like
know,
in a
one,
spa
one a year maybe
got three.
So do you get naked every time?
Oh yeah.
I find
not
that
once.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
I never
know the etiquette. Like, hey, is this... Not that I'm
oh,
even thinking
I've
about...
I've never been one to be shy about dropping trowel.
Well, but here's the deal. There's a difference between dropping trowel, which I have no problem there, and stranger touching me. It's a big deal for me to get a massage. I want one, and it's good for me, but I'm not, like, a super big fan of strangers touching me. Especially if you're going to give me a massage, get in there and get after it so that it's not weird. But you
well,
get a little
would you rather have a guy or a girl?
Like,
right. So,
what are you
so
doing?
There's different kinds of massages, right?
But
so
it's,
like,
it's
so
weird.
I've gotten, I guess one time I did not, Amber and I got a massage together in front of a massage class.
Yeah.
And so there was like...
No trowel drop there.
Did you
no
fart there?
So, but that was a sports massage. So that's
yeah.
like... stretching and you know, pinpoint pressures and different things like that. Like, I really, really liked that type of massage, and I would rather do that type of massage. And that massage is going to be more of like you're lifting your leg and like getting stretched out and doing different things.
I don't want my balls everywhere.
That one I would if I'm doing a sports massage like that or a stretch massage, I would most likely leave my underwear on, but like
most likely.
Who knows?
It's like 60-40. Yeah.
But if I'm getting like what do you call it? Like a Swedish massage or like a little harder, like a deep tissue massage. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Try
I'm getting that.
There's no etiquette about it. If you're a stranger, I'm not going to be naked while you touch me. It's like, oh, are you sure you want to stay in your underwear? Yes, I am.
All right.
That's how I feel about that.
To each their own, I suppose.
So, do you keep your underwear on?
I've only gotten one, and I removed my underwear.
Oh, man.
Did you fart?
I did not fart.
No.
I should.
What if you fart prior? You know, like, when they give you time to change?
Yeah.
What if you just, like, just let one rip, and it just stinks in there, right? Do you then... say anything?
No. Then
or,
you just
no.
act awkwardly.
You just, yeah.
Then you just you let both of you know that you both know what happened, and you're like,
so this is what I want to do to somebody sometime for a prank. I want to be associated with the masseuse, and I want her to. I want to videotape this. I want to have an unbeknownst person getting ready, and as the masseuse leaves, drop one of those fart bombs.
Yeah.
And just have the place be absurdly stench, and that the person getting massaged knows, wait it a minute, wasn't I didn't shit. It must have been the masseuse, and then the masseuse play like it was the person, yeah. And just film the comedy. That's what I want. That's pretty good. That's we're in. That's what we're gonna do. All right, next segment we got Monday Memory. Does Shane got Monday Memory?
I do. So this week I saw on Facebook quite a bit that a lot of schools were having snow days.
Ridiculous, I think, right?
Right. So that was kind of one part of my Monday memory. I don't remember ever getting off of school for it being too cold. I remember you probably never had a snow day. So
I actually have, but none of them were justified.
Right.
Well, they were in Texas. Whole nother talk.
It was 52 degrees and it was raining.
It sprinkled.
So
it sleeted.
But what you guys don't understand is how the fact, like, nobody knows how to drive.
Well, they
Texas.
Don't know how to drive.
So the and they probably
don't
snows,
they don't have street
the
removal
second
and stuff.
Yeah,
do
the
they?
Second
yeah.
it snows,
yeah.
It is a disaster zone.
That makes sense.
Well,
everywhere.
Do they have, like, state, they don't have state trucks.
Nope.
Right.
Right?
That's
because I was in South Carolina one time and it was the same thing.
It's super dangerous when it's 30 and snows. That's it. They shut everything down.
So being a parent, now, like, I'd probably have a different perspective than you do, but, like, I see a lot of the kids standing out at the bus stop,
right?
And that's that's why they cancel school, because I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a good percentage of kids take the bus and they have to stand out. They're 15 minutes out.
Here's
there.
Here's my argument
and
for that,
can
though.
Do 15, if you can get frostbitten in 15 minutes, then you're fucked.
But they don't cancel school normally for that. They always do, like, a two-hour delay. So it's 6 degrees warmer. Like, what? That's what I don't get. Where it's like it's -4 and
there,
now it's
there's
but
a,
three.
There's a temperature.
I'm
like,
sure there's a
they
temperature
have to look
that,
at the feels
above
like,
-1.
They have to look at the feels
I'm sure
like even
like,
when they go out to recess.
I'm sure they have
like, the teachers
to,
have to look
I'm
at
sure
it.
They have to be like, okay, these kids are standing outside for 5 minutes. So, yeah. Say it's 5 minutes.
But it's still 5
at
minutes.
At what
later.
Temperature can you get hurt?
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the temperature we have to call it off. Yeah. I would assume.
And then you have to...
But yes, I don't remember ever.
Right.
I don't remember
you guys
ever
probably used to
school.
Walk to school in snow,
uphill
both ways.
Both ways.
Yeah, well, mine was
shorts.
Mine
yeah.
was a block
and
a half.
Yeah,
so.
Mine was too.
Yeah.
So. It was like literally out my backyard. So I
back
could,
then, I could live that close to school.
I could actually make a choice whether I wanted to go down the street.
What?
Hold
on.
I missed it.
He can't let that slide. He said back then he used to be able to live that close to schools. I was like,
I shouldn't be here.
I actually
not,
live
not,
right next
not
to a daycare.
I'm not supposed to be 200 yards of a school. I was just on the, what's it called now? Hangover. That was just on.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry
to distract you.
I don't remember what I was. Well, I,
about
I was
snow days.
Yeah, so I was actually I could pick which way because there was like a horse trail that led right to the school, or I could like take the street.
Yeah,
on the
a
other
horse
side.
Trail. Oh my God, you're
same.
From Nebraska.
Yes. Well, it was funny because like
alleys.
So like there's Chapel Hill, which is like probably middle income. Type middle low income people.
You went through different socioeconomic houses and you're one and a half block to what?
Yes. No, for real. So like it was weird. So like the this is Chapel Hill neighborhood is this like little neighborhood inside, and then around the outside are these big ranch neighborhoods. It's like called Skyline Ranches. And so like we're like just like a normal neighborhood, right? There's houses every There's like 15 foot between each house, right? Just like a normal neighborhood.
15 feet.
Foot. 15 foots.
Okay.
There's plural of foot. There is foot. 15 foot. 15 feet in between each house or whatever. So like a normal neighborhood. Then there's a horse trail around that little neighborhood. Like like the people in the bigger houses are like running laps around our neighborhood with horses. And then the horse trails like went through their big ass mansions and the Skyline Ranches and stuff. So that it was an interesting layout for a neighborhood. But we always got to go through a really cool neighborhood to get to ours.
So what would you do with your snow day?
Our snow day was really fun. We had a lot of people like with four wheelers and stuff.
So you tie that saucer behind there.
Yeah. So we tie a saucer behind there. We'd go sled and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yep. Most of the time, an actual snow day where you, because of snow,
right.
The weather wasn't terrible.
No, it was buses.
But yeah, I don't remember doing it or getting it canceled through just cold alone.
Yeah.
But
that was my one day memory. Snow nice. Days.
All right, we're going to move into food for thought, the last segment here. I'm going to jump on to start. I was watching the 72 most dangerous animals of Latin America, and one of them struck me that that really I wanted to talk about because it was up there as far as their list of 72. I think it made top
72.
It definitely made top 72, but I think it made top like 15 or something. And it is it's the Arizona bark scorpion. It if you shine an ultraviolet light on it, you can actually like see it glow in the dark.
Yeah,
which was really cool. And it was described that if you got stung by this scorpion, that you could actually do one thing to alleviate the pain. You could start hitting your hand with a hammer so that it hurt less. And I also wanted
Where was that?
This is it was
in Arizona.
Is that what you said? In Arizona. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the Arizona bark scorpion. But it was so this they were talking about like in Brazil and all this kind of stuff. And then they talked about at Shane's new neighborhood, they have them there. So I just wanted to warn you.
I'm gonna have a new pet.
They said that in your house, keep a black light with you because if you see them, they will kill you. And so I wanted to just point out the fact that you. What's that? Are you reading about them right now?
Yeah. Nothing. Nope.
The most dangerous and venomous of our scorpions. So you got that.
Well, of course, Arizona's not going to admit they have those things.
It is not likely to be fatal or even to have long-lasting effects.
But that doesn't mean it's not painful,
right? That's because it.
Hey, so do you? Here's something for real. Do you know what a vinegaroon is?
No.
Okay,
that should be a word of it.
That's
vinegaroon.
That's a scary looking creature. That thing's your friend. That thing eats scorpions.
A vinegaroon? You remember
this. I'm serious. This is a real thing.
I want to be friends with a vinegaroon. We used to have them at our house. Yep.
It is a scary, scary looking thing. I'll never forget the first time we ever ran into a vinegaroon.
Vinegaroon up on our...
Don't run those off. They're your friends. And also, if you leave your shoes in the closet for a long time, you have to check for scorpions now. That's a real thing. We used to have to do that.
That's why like I have shoe trees.
Well, that problem is solved.
No, yeah, because scorpions can't fucking climb things.
Ah, problem unsolved.
No, yeah. not shoe, like, hey, trees.
But this
like,
is like...
The whole those motherfuckers. A vinegaroon looks scary. Like a... It's
scary. So the first time we saw that, we were like, ah, what is that?
But those
what?
Things
But
are,
they save one? You.
Yeah. That's the exact same picture I'm looking at.
Those things
that thing
save
looks,
you.
That thing looks like
Look at that tail.
Yeah.
It looks like a crab... And a
look at it, people.
Big eight-legged spider with a giant ant.
Yeah, I would say don't freak out. Feed it.
Feed it, scorpions. That is cool. And then it's got the big ass fangs up in the front. Vinegaroon.
Yep.
That is a badass word.
Something from the south, folks knows about.
What's this?
Hey, I have a question.
What about that sorang?
That's terrifying. I've never seen that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Is that from the Middle East? One of those giant spider things?
I don't know, but...
Okay, so be careful of...
72, be careful
Arizona
of,
bark? Do they bark?
Ruff.
No, I don't know why they're called bark.
Because you probably bark in pain.
That could be.
Mm-hmm. Ruff!
Yeah, but there's a guy that wrote a book on this show. There was a guy that wrote a book called Stings or something, and he voluntarily got stung by, like, all this shit.
Yeah. I've seen that guy.
And then he rates them as how painful they are.
Have you seen?
And it's like number 3 in his painful rating of like literally, you name it. If it stings you, he's gotten stung by it voluntarily. Sounds like.
Have you seen the videos of when he gets stung?
Yeah.
It's always on like his right or his left arm, like right on the forearm. And it's just agony.
Yeah.
This guy is a maniac.
Yeah. Any idiot.
And rich. So.
Seems like a good job opportunity.
Yeah.
Sounds like a terrible job opportunity.
Depends on how much he's getting paid.
This dude, I mean, if
he would have to pay me a lot of money.
I think they do.
But
would you get kicked in the nuts sales? Every day for $1,000 a day?
Kicked in the nut? I mean, by
$1,000 a day?
Yep.
Oh boy, that's a lot of money.
Probably by the time, I mean, after a couple days,
how hard?
They've got to be.
Pretty
hard. They've got to be like a
50% kick.
They've got to be out. They've got to be like numbed or like.
No, not. I feel like every day you would agonize over like what time is this kick coming?
Yeah. Oh, right? So it's like slaps giving.
Yeah.
No. If I had to go into the office, and at 10 o'clock every day,
you show up for work every day at 10 o'clock.
But if I have to like wait around for a fucking unknowing. Kick, I don't think so. Unknowing. So
from anybody.
If you could go into an office, get kicked in the nuts at 10:01 a.m. and then leave at 10:02, you would do that every day.
Every day, yeah. Yeah, I'd do that.
At some point,
they stop working and you stop.
I super want to. I'm just like a huge pussy. I don't know if I can handle it.
This is your chance to get one. It's getting kicked off anyway.
At some point, they stop hurting as much, and you're still collecting the same amount of money.
I feel like that 24 hours gives them a chance to recoup a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean it's gotta do permanent scar tissue damage to the point where it would then stop hurting at some point, I would think.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Let's test it out. I'm not giving you $1,000, but
I'm not giving you the actual point of getting kicked in the nuts, but I'll kick you in the nuts and see.
Well, okay. It's just a
all the plus side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Awesome. Do you have a food for thought, Jordan? No,
I do not.
No, unprepared, Jordan. Does
That's
not have
what
a food
I do.
For thought. Shane, do you have a food for
not
thought?
Not really food for thought. It was it's kind of a follow-up to a previous, I believe it was Monday memory, although it got released on Tuesday.
at the beginning of the week.
Creeped out by fish. Remember that?
Yeah.
I snorkeled.
How did that go?
And then I swam with sharks. I was more scared of the fish than I was the sharks. So I'm going to say it was Mancard. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was.
So Mancard officially taken away. However, I overcame my fear and swam with him. That's awesome. I had this one little guy that just followed me. And he wasn't little. He was like fucking this big.
Dude, I don't know what you like about me, but you got to stop it.
That's awesome. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Way to face your fears.
Yeah.
You get your Mancard back for that.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I was hyperventilating half the time.
damn near pissed myself.
Yeah.
But
actually, that reminds me. So the next day, I'm sitting in the ocean, like waist high, just on my butt, you know, whatever. A boat from another resort pulls up, carries this like lawn chair with like these towels draped over it. And I'm like, what the fuck? What's that? Cops come up to the little hut or whatever. A dude died. While snorkeling?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, did he get bit by a fish or a shark or what happened? No, he had a heart attack. And I'm like, that also could have been me.
That could definitely have been you.
Right.
As scared as you are.
Right.
God, that's...
But luckily,
it wasn't.
I didn't.
God, that's crazy.
Right.
Well,
that's it.
That's a good way to end the note. A good note to end on here. Thank you guys for joining in. We talked about 5 ways to increase your protein intake today. If you liked our content, please subscribe, like our Instagram, and jump on any comments that you would like us to talk about. Go to @CraveGym, the Gym Closet Podcast, @TRCraveStrong, @ShaneSegabarth. Are you public or private now? Who knows? Who cares?
I don't know.
And
you can follow me regardless.
Jordan,
I'll add you.
@Jordan.Hildreth. Come drop us a line, and we will give you guys a shout out on here. And don't forget to do 3 things for us: subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. Please do that so we can get this content out to more people. If you enjoyed this, also tell a friend and have a great week. See ya.
Peace out.
Peace.